Welcome to the Chrissy Crash Podcast. I'm Chrissy Crash, a former smoker, drinker, fast food eater, unhappy bartender, transformed into a roller derby athlete, runner, and fitness coach. Each week, I'll bring you an insightful guest or lesson learned from my own perfectly imperfect life to help you uncover how to create more love, light, joy, and health in your everyday experience despite the chaos and challenges. I believe that life is a contact sport. Let the games begin.
Do you want to elevate your game on the track in 12 weeks or less, guaranteed? Yeah, I said it. If I could help you get fitter, faster, stronger, and more confident on the track while having more joy, self-confidence, and love in your life outside the track in just 12 weeks guaranteed, would you be interested? Well, click the link in the show notes to learn more.
I find it incredibly fascinating when we look at the back end of Spotify and Apple and our audio channels. The majority of people that listen to this podcast haven't yet hit the follow button or the subscribe button. So wherever you're listening to this, I'd like to make a deal with you. If you could do me a huge favor and hit that subscribe button, I will work tirelessly from now until forever to make this show better and better and better and better. I can't tell you how much it helps when you hit that subscribe button. The show gets bigger, which means we reach more roller derby athletes, which means the game of roller derby is leveled up all around the world. So if you could do me that small favor and hit the follow button wherever you're listening to this, it would mean the world to me. And this is the only favor I'll ever ask of you. So thank you so much for your time. Back to the episode.
What's up, my friends? Chrissy Crash here. And today we are talking about tournament prep. The season is officially upon us. We are officially in tournament season. This is officially the time when everyone starts working so hard, getting mentally, physically, emotionally ready for these big games that mean so much. And it can be really stressful. And so one of the things that I think happens for a lot of skaters is we try to, I say it all the time, you can't cram for roller derby. We think, oh, I've got this tournament coming up, or oh, I've got this minimum skills test coming up. I gotta do as much as I can this week to get ready for it. But the reality is, it was the months leading up to it that were the most important, my friend, not the week leading up to it. So I wanted to walk you through some things that you can be doing the week of a tournament. Now, mind you, these also apply to maybe the week of a minimum skills test or the week of a tryout. All of this stuff, I think it's leading up to anything that's going to be physically demanding and super freaking important. So this is what tournaments are. So first things first, let's talk about mental preparation. When we're leading up to a game, it's common to have nerves. And this is okay, and this is perfectly normal. Now, what we do about those nerves is the difference between having a really great game leading up to our tournament and having a really shitty, horrific one that leaves you emotions rattled, emotionally depleted, coming into the game more stressed out than you should be. So the week of your game or the week of your tournament, incorporating in some sort of a visualization practice. This can be something that's done for you personally on your own. Maybe each morning when you get up during what hopefully is your meditation practice or your movement in the morning practice, take a couple of minutes, set a 3-minute timer on your phone, and just imagine yourself playing the most incredible game. Imagine how it's going to feel to score the points. Just like I am. Close your eyes, hands in your lap, and really imagine it. See it not like you're watching it from the outside, like a TV show, but see it like you're actually in it. Imagine yourself on the line. Who are you lined up with? Whistle blows. What do you do? Do you hold the jammer back? Do you score the points? And just run yourself through those scenarios over and over and over again for 3 minutes every single day. Because, fun fact, your brain doesn't know the difference between mental rehearsal and physical rehearsal. So what you're doing is you're actually getting in extra practice time. And instead of taking those times and focusing on failure, you're actually giving your body the feeling of success. So this is the first piece of it, mentally. Second, along with mental, is that you can be doing these same sort of practices as a team. Now, when I played for Angel City, this is something that we used to do before games, is we would sit down together and we would actually do group visualizations. And this is a great thing for you guys to do as a team leading up to like the end of a practice, the beginning of a practice, right before a game, doing these sort of calming visualization exercises together. Okay. The next piece of it is physical. So physically, when you're prepping for a tournament, the week leading up to it, this is a great week for a deload week. And what I mean by a deload week is don't go for your biggest lifts ever. Don't do the hardest workout you possibly could. If you just give yourself that week to rest, stretch, do a light workout, have a light practice, give your body time to recuperate and recover and heal and be ready and store all the nutrients that it needs so that when you come into the game, you feel rested. One of the worst things that you could do is you're like, oh, but I always work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you have a tournament on Saturday. My friend, do not fucking work out on Friday if you have a tournament on Saturday. Rest, chill out. I promise you those extra squats are not gonna make you any stronger on the weekend. So have a deload week. Now, third, when it comes to nutrition, nutrition is a really big one for tournaments because they are so long. But leading up to a tournament, I highly recommend just eating like a normal person. One of the biggest mistakes I see a lot of people make is they carb load. And the problem with carb loading is, one, to carb load properly, it takes about 2 weeks because you do a carbohydrate deplete and then you do a carbohydrate overfeed. But for roller derby, we actually don't play the kind of sport where you would need to access those kind of deeply depleted carb sources. So if anyone's telling you to carb load before your tournament, you're probably actually doing yourself a disservice, because if you're eating an excess of carbohydrates, what your body is going to do is store a whole bunch of water, which means your whole body is actually going to be anywhere between 3 and 8 pounds heavier. So that's like being like, oh, I got a tournament coming up. I think I'm going to wear an 8 pound weight vest during my tournament. That doesn't make any sense, does it? So remember, leading up to your game, lots of lean proteins, good healthy carbs, get those fats in there. It's a great week to avoid alcohol, unless you're like a really heavy drinker and it's going to put you in detox, maybe not. In which case, that's a whole other topic that we should talk about. But really striving to eat super clean, especially if you are someone who gets a little bit nervous and you get like emotional eating because you're nervous about your game, this is a really good week to be mindful of that and just be mindful of what is it that you're putting in your body. And then on the days of the tournaments, eating a great breakfast, having some snacks on hand. For me, my go-to is peanut butter and high protein tortillas. Like I make these little like protein peanut butter quesadillas. I'll have that and some apples and some bananas. And for me, tournament days, that's like pretty much all I eat because it's delicious. It keeps me full. I don't tend to eat a shitload of veggies on tournament days because then I've just got all this extra like fiber in my system. So for me, it's like, I love me some high protein tortillas, peanut butter, little banana, little apple, call it good. So hopefully this is helpful, because if you can really manage these three things leading up to a tournament, you're going to be in really great shape. The final piece of this is, how do you prep with your team in terms of strategy leading up to a tournament? Now, sometimes, you know, the emotions are high that week leading up to a game, and it can feel like everybody's kind of yelling at each other. Everybody's a little stressed out. You know, this is a really great week to run through the motions of drills, but not necessarily beat the shit out of each other. Take things back to like a 60 or 75% and run through, what do our plays look like? What do we do when this happens? What do we do when that happens? This is a really great scenarios week, because if you can run through this stuff at about 75% and just run through it and run through it and run through it, you're still having that sort of mental preparation, just not necessarily doing it at speed. We always say, you know, you play how you practice, but the week leading up to it, you actually want to give your body a little bit of rest. So hopefully this was helpful. I know we have so many tournaments coming up. I know we just finished a few. So congratulations to everyone whose teams went up in rankings. I heard that our head coach, Sin, and her team, Red Stick, did incredibly, had some big rankings changes and some very challenging games. inside of Cactus Cup, which was super cool. So congratulations, you guys. Congratulations to everyone who kicked ass at all of these tournaments, and super excited to see how the rest of you do as we move through the season towards champs. I'll see you guys later.